बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे जय जगन्नाथ बलदेवा सुभद्रा जय सुदर्शना जय गौरांगनिताय 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 जय गौरांगनिताय जय प्रभुपदा 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 श्रील प्रभुपदा जय गुरुदेवा 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 जय गुरुदेवा जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य दास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय मथुरा धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया की जय यमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय पतित पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीन तारिणां हरे कृष्ण Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text number 43. Patim Parama Dharma Gyam Vaidharbi Malaya Dvajam प्रेम्णा पर्यचर धित्वा भोगांसा पतिदेवता पतिं परम धर्मज्ञं वैदर्भी मलय ध्वजं प्रेमना परचर धित्वा भोगांसा पतिदेवता पतिं परम धर्मज्ञं वैदर्भी मलय ध्वजं प्रेमना परचर धित्वा भोगांसा पतिदेवता। पतिं परम धर्मज्ञं वैदर्भीमलय ध्वजं प्रेम्णा परिचर धित्वा भोगांसा पतिदेवता। पतिं परम धर्मज्ञं वैदर्भीमलय ध्वजं प्रेम्णा परिचर धित्वा भोगांसा पतिदेवता। पतिं परम धर्मज्ञं वैदर्भीमलय ध्वजं प्रेम्णा परिचर धित्वा भोगांसा पतिदेवता। वैष्णवीस वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभयचंद श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। पतिम अर हस्बैंड, परम सुप्रीम, धर्मज्ञम नोवर ऑफ रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स, वैदर्भी द डॉटर ऑफ विदर्भा, मलय ध्वजम नेम्ड मलय ध्वज, प्रेमना विद लव एंड अफेक्शन, पर्यचरत सर्व्ड इन डिवोशन, हित्वा गिविंग अप, भोगान सेंस एंजॉयमेंट्स, सा शी पतिदेवता एक्सेप्टिंग हर हस्बैंड एज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। ट्रांसलेशन द डॉटर ऑफ किंग विदर्भा एक्सेप्टेड हर हस्बैंड ऑल इन ऑल एज द सुप्रीम, शी गेव अप ऑल सेंसुअल एंजॉयमेंट एंड कंप्लीट रिनन्सिएशन फॉलोड द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ हर हस्बैंड हु वाज सो एडवांस्ड। Thus, she remained engaged in his service. Purport. Figuratively, King Malay Dhwaj is the spiritual master, and his wife Vaidarbhi is the disciple. The disciple accepts the spiritual master as the supreme personality of Godhead. As stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Guru Ashtak, Sakshat Dharitvena, one directly accepts the Guru, the spiritual master, as the supreme personality of Godhead. One should accept the spiritual master not in the sense that the Mayavadi philosophers do, but in the way recommended here. Since the spiritual master is the most confidential servant of the Lord, he should be treated exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master should never be neglected or disobeyed like an ordinary person. If a woman is fortunate enough to be the wife of a pure devotee, she can serve her husband without any desire for sense gratification. If she remains engaged in the service of her exalted husband, she will automatically attain the spiritual perfections of her husband. If a disciple gets a bona fide spiritual master, simply by satisfying him, he can attain a similar opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांच श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं स्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। The daughter of King Vidarbha accepted her husband all in all as the supreme. She gave up all sensual enjoyments and in complete renunciation followed the principles of her husband, who was so advanced. Thus, she remained engaged in his service. Hare Krishna, I'm grateful to all of you for engaging me in your service by allowing me to give me a chance to speak about Prabhupada's purport. This chapter, entitled Puranjan Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. And here, Puranjan becomes Vaidarbhi, the wife of Malayadhvaj. And we are told about the consciousness of Vaidarbhi, how she is serving her husband. And Prabhupada's purports are based on four very important words in the shloka. Param Dharmagyam, supreme knower of religious principles. Who was he? Malayadhvaj. And Prabhupada tells us that figuratively, Malayadhvaj is the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master. Premna, with love and affection. Here, we also understand, as Prabhupada's purport will tell us later on, how the spiritual master serves Krishna with love and affection. Ahituki, apratyata. Similarly, we are also told how the disciple has no qualifications to serve Krishna directly, but he serves the spiritual master with love and affection. Premna, paricharyat, means served in devotion. So how the spiritual master is serving Krishna, totally devoted to him, always thinking of him. And similarly, how a disciple should also serve his spiritual master and be totally devoted to him. Then another very, very important word is ditva bhogan, giving up all sense enjoyment. And that should be the consciousness. That's the consciousness of Vaidarbhi, who is figuratively
a disciple. So, in this purport, Prabhupada is instructing us about the importance of a spiritual master in the life of a sadhaka and how a sadhaka should ultimately accept a disciple for his advancement in spiritual life. Prabhupada quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's 7th verse, Sakshat Dharitvena Samasta Shastre Yuktasya Tava Yataiva Kintu Prabhoya Priyaiva Tasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. And here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us the qualities of a spiritual master. He is to be treated like God himself. And that's what all scriptures talk about. He is to be treated as Krishna himself. But at the same time, he is not Krishna. The respect to be given to him should be like given to Krishna. And why so? Again, we are told, Prabhupada tells us, because the disciple, the spiritual master is the most confidential servant of Krishna. Besides being very confidential, he is also very dear, priya, to Krishna. So very dear and very confidential. So that's why spiritual master is called Acharya or Acharya Dev or the Supreme Personality of Servitude Godhead or Ashray Vigraha. A disciple should take shelter, total shelter, fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Acharya Dev, Ashray Vigraha. And these facts are based on whatever Krishna is telling to Uddhava. In 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in Uddhava Gita, Krishna is instructing Uddhava. And in 17th chapter, discussing the duties and functions of Varnashram, Krishna informs Uddhav how a brahmachari or a sadhaka should treat a spiritual master. Acharyam mam vijanayet na mannet karhachit na mrtya buddhya anus. Asuyeta sarva devo mayo guru. So we have to consider, Krishna tells, consider a spiritual master as me. Acharyam mam vijanayat vijanayan. Give him respect. Na mannet karhichit. Na martya buddhya anusayet sarva devo mayo guru. So give him respect and don't envy him like an ordinary person, because he represents all the demigods. So you can just understand from the significance of a spiritual master. And who is telling this? Krishna himself is telling that he, the spiritual master, represents him. He's like him. And that's what we have to understand. And if in that consciousness we serve the spiritual master, Prabhupada later on tells us that he can also serve Krishna in the same consciousness. The last lines of Prabhupada, if a disciple gets a bona fide spiritual master, simply by satisfying him, he can attain a similar opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is elevated to serve. That means from Vaidhi Bhakti, where we serve Guru, he can go to Raganuga level, serving Krishna directly. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. That's the last verse of Guru Ashtakam by Chakratipat. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. So the purpose of a sadhaka should be to please his spiritual master. And all our scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or even Vedas and Upanishads, Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai, Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maya ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And all our scriptures focus on this aspect. And in the purport of Acharya Mam Vijanayan, Prabhupada tells us a very, very important understanding. What is the mood of a spiritual master? Prabhupada explains that a guru or a spiritual master is not the enjoyer of the facilities provided by the disciple. That's a very, very important mood of detachment. He is an instrument representing Krishna. So whatever the facilities, whatever the respect and affluence that has been provided to him, he passes on to Krishna. This is a fundamental understanding, just an instrument, a part of parampara. He is connected to parampara and he passes on through parampara to Krishna. Then he is very saintly, devoted, very humble, and always doesn't make a show of himself. He understands that he is a servant. Even for his disciples, his role is of servant. He accepts the position of a spiritual master in the mood of servitude. It's not a position for him. It's a service for him given by Krishna for the upliftment of a disciple. This understanding is also very, very important. And then Prabhupada tells us also, he is like a parent. That's why Dvija, second birth. Like a child is taken care by parents and then he becomes a man. He advances in material life. Similarly, the purpose of spiritual master is to care and give him spiritual knowledge, the intricacies of spiritual knowledge, so that he can advance and go beyond the cycle of birth, death, old age and miseries. That is the purpose of the spiritual master. To give knowledge and uplift him so that he does not come take birth again. And then Prabhupada cautions us how we should be careful about understanding the role of a spiritual master and his consciousness. And that's why Prabhupada says, one should accept the spiritual master not in the sense that the Mayavadi philosophers do, but in the way recommended here. The Prabhupada elaborates, if the spiritual master exploits the facilities given to him by the disciples and takes it for himself, then he is an offender at the lotus feet of Krishna. And then he is misusing, exploiting the feelings of a disciple. This first. Then the second, as Mayavadis have that understanding, they want to be God themselves. And this understanding is also wrong. A guru or a disciple cannot be Lord or Krishna. So in that mood of Mayavad, understand that I am a God myself. And in that way, he is having dealings with the disciple. And again, another aspect, the concept of Mayavad is use guru as a ladder. And as soon as you try to merge with the God, throw the guru out, throw the ladder out. So this understanding also is wrong. And this is that's why Prabhupada is cautioning us to be aware of this wrong Mayavad philosophy. And then Prabhupada tells us the mood of the serving a spiritual master. Tat vidhi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadakshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. How to serve, how to obey, and how to totally take shelter and surrender to the spiritual master. The surrendering aspect is very, very difficult. But then we understand from pastimes given in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat, how through examples the Lord inspires his devotees. A beautiful example is given in Chaitanya Bhagavat itself, how a disciple should treat and behave with the spiritual master. The Lord himself comes in the role of a devotee. And in early stages of his life, Nimai Pandit performs Panditya Leelas. He does not become a devotee at that stage. These are early Navadvip pastimes. And through these pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us many lessons and instructions to his own behavior. So during such pastimes, one day, Ishwar Puri, the exalted disciple of Madhvendra Puri. Ishwar Puri has served Madhvendra Puri to such an extent. He has served him manually. He has given him love and affection to him. And then Madhvendra Puri has been so happy that he has blessed him, that you will be serving, or you will be the spiritual master of Lord himself. But he's not proud. He's very, very humble. And simply dressed incognito, people are not knowing who is this Ishwara Puri. So just incognito, he comes. And he goes to the residence of Advait Acharya. At that particular stage, the devotees were not predominant. They were in the minority, very, very small minority. They are always concerned and worried about what is happening in Navadvip. Karmakand, the capital of Karmakand. And these devotees used to assemble in the house of Advait Acharya, do Krishna's worship, chant, and discuss Krishna's pastimes. So one particular day, Ishwar Puri comes to the house of Advait Acharya. Even though incognito, we know or we understand the glories and the effulgence of a Vaishnav cannot be hidden. And a Vaishnav can be easily identified by another Vaishnav. So when he comes and sits outside, Advaita Acharya is wonderstruck. He again and again, he is doing his worship. But his heart and mind is, who is this personal, great personality? I would like to know him. I would like to know him. So he's staring at him again and again. And then he is helping. He says, who are you, Prabhu? Who are you? Please tell me. And what's the response of Ishwar Puri? See the position, see the consciousness of such an exalted Vaishnav, the spiritual master of the Lord himself. He says, I am the lowest of the Shudras. I am nobody. And if we were in his shoes, what would you say? I am so and so. I am a counselor. I am in the bhakti for the last 25 years. I have got so many counselees or disciples and so and so and so. He says, I am the lowest of the Shudras. And I have come here to take the darshan of your lotus feet. You know, I have come here to serve you. And understanding what is happening, Mukunda, because all the devotees are assembled there, Mukunda starts describing a pastime of Lord Krishna. And understand, and as soon as Ishwar Puri hears this pastime, he falls on the ground. All astvikars appear in his body. He's trembling, tears of constantly flow from his eyes. He rolls on the ground, and then everyone understands that he is a great Vaishnav, and then they understand that he is Ishwar Puri. Ishwar Puri decides, this Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrangement itself, decides to stay in Navadvip for many months in the house of Gopinath Acharya. And there, every day, Gadadhar Pandit, who is a very gentle devotee, who doesn't like the role of Nimai at that time. And all these devotees run away. Mukunda, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas, as soon as they see Nimai, because Nimai wants to prove his superiority. He wants to argue with them and defeat them. In his heart, he knows. He wants to prove to us how these devotees are so humble. They don't want to compete. They're so they want to remain in the background. And Nimai within his heart is satisfied. But he's performed this particular pastimes. So Gadadhar Pandit always goes there and serves Ishwar Puri. Ishwar Puri is very, very pleased. And Ishwar Puri discusses pastimes from a book written by him. The book is Krishna Lilamrut. So many pastimes of Krishna are discussed. So one day, while Nimai, after finishing his Patshala, he is going on the road of Navadvip. And he comes across Ishwar Puri. Ishwar Puri is amazed and wonderstruck the beautiful appearance of Nimai. And he asks, who are you? And the associates, the students of Nimai Pandit say, he is Nimai Pandit. Oh, it is he. And then Nimai Pandit offers dandavats and immediately says, come to my house. We'll have prasadam together. So he takes him to his house. Sachimata serves prasadam. They discuss Krishna Katha. And from that day onwards, every day in the evening, Nimai comes to the house of Gopinath Acharya, and where Ishwar Puri is discussing the pastimes from Krishna Lilamrut. So one day, Ishwar Puri very humbly requests, who is all knowledgeable? He's an expert in Shastras, Ishwar Puri. So he humbly requests Nimai, I know that you are a great Pandit. And I have written this book. And there may be many faults in this book. As Prabhupada tells us in the section of fifth chapter of first canto, Narad Vyasdev Samvad. Tat Vag Viplava, where even though there's a possibility that a scripture, there may be some irregularities, but even as long as it's in praise of Krishna, it should be accepted in totality. So Ishwarpuri tells Nimai, you are a great Pandit, please, there may be some faults in this particular book. So please find some faults. As soon as Nimai hears this, he is totally, no, how can I find faults in your scripture? I'll be an offender, I'll be a sinner. And then he quotes a shloka from scriptures. Murko vadati Vishnaya, dhiro vadati Vishnave, ubayastu samam punyam bhavagrahi Janardhan. Some illiterates, as we see a Brahmana from Srirangam, they cannot recite words properly. Vishnaya. While intelligent people spell it correctly. But the piety, the punya, or the bhakti unmukh sukruti that they get is common. Because Krishna sees the bhava grahi Janardhan. But then, Ishwarpuri is insistent. No, he is very pleased at the mood of Nimai Pandit. So no, but I know that for sure there will be faults. I'll be extremely grateful to you if you can tell me. So Nimai and they discuss. And one evening, some discussions are going on, and then Nimai tells Ishwarpuri. This word, now I just heard, Atmani Padi. This word is not correct. That should be Tasmai Padi. Atmani Padi means an activity that one does for himself. Or Tasmai Padi means the activity or the fruit you do it for others, for other people. So Ishwarpuri, and then Nimai Pandit goes out. Ishwarpuri says, give me some time. I will reflect on this particular aspect in the night time and we will discuss it tomorrow evening. And Ishwarpuri, he reflects. He realizes that this Atmani Padi word is the correct word and not Tasmai Padi. And then when Nimai Pandit comes the next day, Ishwarpuri authoritatively tells Nimai, no, what you say is not correct. The word should be Atmani Padi, and this is the correct word I have used. Now, why Lord is performing this particular pastime? Lord is all cognizant, all knowledgeable, the source of all knowledge. He performed this particular pastime to teach us, to instruct us, what should be the mood of a disciple. If now is the daytime, and even now the spiritual master says, no, it's night time. Disciples should have that consciousness to accept, yes, I'm fool. I don't understand. What my Guru Maharaj says is correct. So teach us the mood and the consciousness, how to accept the instructions and the words of the spiritual master. The Lord himself performed this particular pastime, and he accepts defeat. Even Srila Prabhupada was very happy to be defeated by his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then Ishwarpuri remains for some time in Navadvip, and then he goes. He's a traveling sannyasi, so he goes. Then again we see another particular pastime which is there in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Equally important. So when Nimai Pandit's father, Jagannath Mishra, passes away, he decides to go to Gaya to perform Shraddha. It's a long pastime, but we'll briefly discuss this. So he comes to temple of Vishnupad, lot at Gaya, lotus feet of Vishnu, where Brahmanas are glorifying the lotus feet of Vishnu. These lotus feet are very, very dear to Lord Shiva. These lotus feet are the life and soul of Lakshmi. She always engages in serving the lotus feet, Pada Sevanam. Ganga, Mother Ganga is originated near the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Bali Maharaj was fortunate to have the lotus feet of Vishnu on his head. Anant Shesh is always carrying the lotus feet of Vishnu. So all they are glorifying. And Nimai Pandit is crying. Suddenly, by divine arrangement, Ishwar Puri appears there. And as soon as Ishwar Puri appears there, Nimai Pandit says, I'm so very fortunate. I had come here to perform oblations to my forefather. I could perform only one oblation by which some of my ancestors have been liberated. By seeing you, by your presence, not only some, thousands and thousands of ancestors have been liberated. I'm so fortunate. We have our Acharya, Narendra Thakur, singing in his particular bhajan, O Vaishnava Thakur, which is that lines, Darshane Pavitra Koro Ehi Tumhara Gun. Haris, and before the, Paschatte Pavana, Darshane Pavitra Koro Ehi Tumhara Gun. So the same words our Narottama Thakur is telling us from the understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is Krishna giving us? He said, thousands and thousands of ancestors are liberated. And they embrace each other, they discuss. But here, Vrindavandas Thakur is telling us that in future Vyasadev will discuss what Nimai and Ishwar Puri discussed at that particular time. He tells us that and goes on to further pastime. And then the next day, Nimai Pandit comes home and starts cooking prasad. The cooking almost over because he's alone. He has cooked only for himself. And suddenly Ishwar Puri appears. Nimai is very, very pleased. He says, and Ishwar Puri says, yes, I've come at the right time. And he says, just take prasad. And Ishwar Puri says, if I take prasad, what will you have? Let us share. So Nimai says, no. You should have full prasad. You should be satisfied. And Vrindavana Sakur says, Mother Lakshmi appears there and cooks again. And then both of them are satisfied, discuss Krishna Katha. And then Chaitanya Nimai Pandit tells Ishwar Puri, please liberate me from this material world. I would like to take mantra diksha from you. I'll be very, very fortunate. Who is saying this? The Lord again, in the role of a devotee. I want to surrender at your lotus feet. I want to attain love of Krishna. Please give me mantra diksha. And then Ishwar Puri gives him 10-syllable mantra diksha. And then further pastimes. But then as Chaitanya Nimai Pandit then is so excited, he is so spiritually wants to go to Mathura. But then there's a celestial voice saying, no, this is not the right time. You have to go back to Navadvip. So on way going to Navadvip, Nimai Pandit decides, I have to visit the birthplace of my Gurudev, Kumarhatta. So as soon as he comes to the house of Ishwar Puri, he just cries, he's totally crying, Ishwar Puri. He doesn't utter any other word. Ishwar Puri, Ishwar Puri, Ishwar Puri. And takes some dust from nearby. This is my life and soul. This is my property, opulence. This will make me a great devotee, because this land, this earth is from the place where my Gurudev has appeared. Then he takes the mud in his and puts in the outer garment and tastes a little of it. And it's totally ecstatic. So how to accept even the birthplace and the tadiyas, or whatever the facilities or items that are being used in the service of the Guru Maharaj, how are they important, is being told to us by Nimai Pandit. And what is his mood? Total surrender. Totally ecstatic. He says, my life and soul. And that's what also is the mood of our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. He struggled for nearly more than 40 years. He was empowered. But again, to show us that how it may take some time, the instructions have to be accepted within the heart, and we have to work for fulfilling that instructions. So these two instructions Srila Prabhupada had. Go abroad, go to West in America and preach in English. And if you have money, print books. And Prabhupada was struggling for more than 40 years. He never had that feeling that my Guru Maharaj is not with me. He always felt that my Guru Maharaj is within my heart. And that's why he could do wonders. Krishna and his Guru Maharaj empowered him. And here that's why Prabhupada again tells you a very, very important aspect. A role of disciple and a role of a wife. A wife also, if she serves her pure devotee husband in the same mood, Prabhupada tells us that she will also get the same, she will attain the same consciousness and attain the spiritual perfection of her husband. Serving. So selflessly serving, giving up sense gratification, how that is important is told to us by Srila Prabhupada here. The consciousness of serving, consciousness of respecting and accepting the spiritual master in the life, in our life, is the essence of this particular purport. I'll stop here. I might be 5 minutes overboard. Sorry for that. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaved Bhaktavinda ki jai.